It is important to keep in mind that these drugs may be photosensitizing or may sensitize individual skin to the damaging effects of UV radiation. So patients should be encouraged to use broad-spectrum sunscreens, i.e. those containing zinc or titanium, to avoid sun exposure. And also, patients are frequently affected by other skin or dermatological side effects. The major categories of these dermatological side effects can be divided into four. One is a photosensitive or flushing-type skin reaction in which the patients develop a red erythematous face and upper trunk or areas that are exposed to the sun. This can be associated with a burning sensation and also can be treated with topical corticosteroids. Another very common side effect is a seborrheic dermatitis-like rash. Seborrheic dermatitis is another name for dandruff. And essentially, patients will develop these red, scaly lesions on their scalp, the nasolabial folds, and the ears. This side effect is minimally symptomatic, yet requires treatment because of the cosmetic impact in patients. The other common side effects occurring in these patients that you may know are the alopecia or the hair loss that affects up to 52% of patients and the appearance of splinter hemorrhages underneath the nails. And this may be due to the inhibition of VEGFR, which leads to an inability of those capillaries that line the nail beds to normally repair themselves.